it sound? Everything okay? Did you give me a pick? Will it help? Oh, okay. There's some under here, I think. Plenty of picks, if anyone needs a pick. So this is a song for Jen Smith of Post Falls, Idaho. It's called Tales from a Country Love Garden. At the end of a hot and dusty Idaho road, near the end of my own little rope, stretching back to my home and in a long episode, leaving me here with no hope. In a lifetime where winter had long overstayed and springtime was too tired to bloom, and death walked my streets in an endless parade of profanity, brownness, and gloom. In the midst of this desert of lost innocence, with a purpose nowhere to be seen, all the foliage flew from a golden wire fence, and a piece of the world turned to green. I found the gate and I threw it open wide, breathed in the air and I stumbled inside. A gardener's tan and a watering can, and she poured that water all over my love-chapped hide. And I said, I know that Mother Nature's got a system, but she didn't know what Father Time would do. And if my flowers ever bloomed, I must have missed them. If you like challenges, well, I've got one for you. So we tore down that fence and we picked up a sack full of seeds that she planned to disperse. And we headed up north and we never looked back, but my garden had never looked worse. I asked for her hand and I gave her some tools and said, this land is your land, my dear. She said, God's in the garden and he makes the rules, so we'll see what he says in a year. So we dug in for the winter and stayed through the cold, and then waited for the snow melt to dry. And we dug up that land like we were digging for gold, as the precious days kept passing by. But there was still no bouquet for the bride, and you could not find a plant if you tried. And the one tiny tree that had sprouted near me was struck by a wayfaring lightning bolt and died. She said, your seasons seem to change almost at random, and I've tried every single secret that I know, but the weather patterns here, I don't understand them, and I don't think I can make your garden grow. Oh, we imagine these mountains and slow-rolling hills full of flowering bushes and trees. But now the lonely wind blows with a silence that chills, not a leaf left to whisper the breeze. Well, she was sweet with a shovel and skilled with a spade, agricultured in every way. But only a glutton for death and disease could have stayed, as a new harvest died every day. Oh, I took her so far from the places she knew, and I thought that she'd bring them along. But the water went sour and her green thumb turned blue, and the curse of the land was too strong, and it started to wear on her pride when even half-empty fountains had dried. And all of the toil that she'd spilled on my soil resulted in nothing but heartache and herbicide. Oh, but horticulture's cruel and I'm the victim, and now all her scattered seeds have blown away. Why do flowers have to die when you pick them? Why couldn't my sweet tundra tulip stay?